Hi, this is Pam Raglan, and I want to welcome you to a unique series of calls called AskPamRaglan.com. This is a unique blend of my own intuition, my deep knowledge about human behavior, and the information and measures that I've been doing since 2003 that have led me to a lot of innovative discoveries about the law of attraction and personal development. What I'm doing with clients and individuals like yourself is I'm answering your questions about not just general stuff, but what's really in your way. What's the number one biggest, deepest thing that's in your way that may otherwise take you decades or your entire lifetime to identify, but I can uncover usually for people in just a matter of minutes, so that then you can have some choices about what you want to do moving forward in your life so you can get rid of what's actually in your way. And I'll give you various options on that, including the option of thought shifting, which is what I do for people to help you clear dramatic chunks of past baggage and negativity from your life, or even quantum thought shifting, which gets rid of the whole entire thing and does a lot of other things too, like rebalancing your body and just a ton of other stuff that helps with things like addictions, ADD, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, or what some people call OCD, and on and on and on. So I want to invite you to listen in on these series of calls, and I would love to hear from you if you'd like to ask your own question. You can go to www.askpamraglan.com. That's www, and the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, PamRaglan.com. So listen in now as I start the call, and you can be like a fly on the wall listening to me working with people, and throughout this process you'll learn a lot more about what gets in our way and what you can do about it. Thanks for joining me. Okay, I'm going to get going. Hello, everyone. This is Pam Ragland. This is my AskPamRaglan.com thought shifting show. And probably if you've never heard me before, you have no clue what I'm talking about, but that's okay because I'm going to explain it. So I've had a problem for a while now, really explaining what it is I do and trying to clearly articulate it. And I finally just figured out a way to kind of encapsulate it in maybe one or two sentences. And I'm going to tell you what it is I do, why it's different than what's happening out there, why change is so hard, and what it is that you can do about it. And I want to just kind of do all that as a foundation. I know some of you may have heard me before, but there are other people that have not heard me before, so I want to make sure that everybody's covered and you know, that I kind of have your questions answered, because some people listen to the homework, some people don't, all that kind of thing. So that's what we're going to do, go through and answer your questions. And just to kind of say, didn't answer my question, I literally get hundreds of questions every time I do these calls. I've got a backload of almost 3,000 questions now that people have asked me. So what I do is I go through and I pick out questions that feel like they're relevant to, let's say, a broader part of the audience. But you're going to see when I answer your questions that every answer to every question is always unique. So even though there may be 10 questions on money, what gets in your way around money is going to be different with 10 different people. So I'm just kind of giving you an example of what it is that I do. And for those of you whose questions I answer, you'll be able to get an idea of how I can help you. And those of you, if I don't answer your question, hopefully it will give you an idea of different tools and things that I have available as well. I've got the gamut from things that are free all the way to things that, you know, cost a lot of money, depending upon what type of investment you're ready to make in yourself. So listen up. I always refer you to the things that really I believe are best for you. Also, I want to let you know that I'm going to be doing a new series that's going to be free to listen in on as well. It's going to be called Power to Change, and it's all about really getting the true power to change. And I've been kind of frustrated as I've looked around the personal development world and the world of basically helping people improve and change, and I've really noticed that a lot of things that are out there are not really that helpful, to be honest with you. And yet, by the same token, what I do is very, very kind of cutting edge. So there's stuff in between the cutting edge that I do and the stuff that doesn't really, in my opinion, it's the slow, slow, slow road. And what I want to do is bring you some of those things and give you some different options that you can get started on now. Let's say that you're not ready to work with me, but or maybe it's an area that I don't work in that would still be beneficial to you. So I'm going to have different categories you know, that you people will be able to speak on, and you guys can come listen in, and that'll be entirely free. There will be a thing where if you want the recordings and you can't make all the calls or whatever, you can pay for that, but it's still going to be a minimal cost relative to what's being provided to you. So hopefully you're going to take advantage of that, and I'll have emails that go out to everybody that is all of you guys that are my subscribers. You'll be able to listen in on that. If you're on this call, other than maybe a few people that kind of listen to it a different way, you guys are already on my subscribers. But if you're not, you can go to askpamraglin.com. I think I mentioned that at the beginning on the recordings, and make sure that you have that information so you get notified of everything. All righty. Okay, let's get going. I don't know why it's all like pixely on this video. I hope it's not going to be that way let me see if I can fix it here. Oh, there's like a question and an answer that I can ask you guys that are on the chat. That's kind of interesting. Okay, I don't know about that. But there's nothing here that's like telling me basically how to, let me see if I can improve this picture a little bit here. It's very, very pixely. Which, I don't know what that, let's see, webcam, I have no idea. Hopefully this is going to be showing me as like a bunch of squares. Oh, but it's not very good at all. Let's see. See if I do autofocus, if that changes it. Okay, guys, I didn't have this problem last time, so I have no idea. I hope I don't look like a computer person, but if I do, sorry. We'll just kind of keep going with this and see what this is all about. I have a new camera that's high definition, but we have to use all different editing equipment in order to use it, so I've kind of resisted using that, but it may be time. Okay. All right, so let me go through and just give you my spiel. So basically what I do is I erase, using a method called thought shifting, more than a lifetime of limitations and fears and things that are in your way. And I do it quickly and effortlessly. So basically I do it in days. So this method, you know, for people who are, let's say, tired of going to therapy and coaching and doing things the slow way, what I offer is a really, really fast way to get rid of the stuff that's in your way so that you can move forward. And now I want to point out that this is a partnership. So what happens is a lot of times people, you know, I teach you all about how to kind of live in your power, and some of you do it and some of you don't do it, and that part I kind of really have no control over. But the really cool thing is once I have given you this basically gift of thought shifting, it kind of sits there until you're ready. So some people, you know, maybe in 3 months you're ready, in 6 months you're ready, in a year you're ready. Once you've already been what I call shifted, and I'm going to explain all of that, it's just kind of sitting there waiting for you to say, okay, I'm ready to step into that now. Okay? So now let me explain a little bit about what it is, why change is so hard, what's different about what I do versus the traditional methods, and then go through and answer some of your questions. And also, I think I forgot, I'm not sure if I remember to mention, but I do get a lot of, I'm going to put it this way, divine guidance about things. And so I, you know, we all really do, but we don't mostly listen to that or understand that we're getting it. I have understood for a while that I'm getting it. So I may get that kind of information that is just something that I might not think of to tell you that's going to come through. And usually that applies to, you know, one or more of you that are listening in, usually multiple of you that may have some situation or circumstance. You may not even realize it. So I'll offer that. And then I also do a free healing for you on this call. It works whether you are listening to the video, whether you're listening to the recording of the video, whether you're on the call, whether you're listening to the recording. It didn't used to, but I've been able to figure out a way to sort of make it go across all those mediums. So if you're listening to the recording, it's just as good as sitting here with me. The only difference is I will be checking to see who's on the call when I'm answering your questions, and I give preference to the people that are actually taking their time to be on the call. And I'm going to have kind of a new method I may be doing where I'm going to maybe limit these free calls to like a certain number of people, and then, but I'm not sure about that, how I'm going to do that yet. But basically in that case, you would, your answer would be guaranteed, but you would have to commit to being on the call. So we'll see about that. Let's see, because I know for different people, the time zones don't always work out. All right. I am going to log in to the conference center here so I can make sure I can see who's on. And give me one second, and then we're going to get going with all of this. So basically, while I'm doing this, what I want to let you know a little bit is a little bit about me. And, you know, I've said this before, and it's true. I just did a radio interview on Friday. And the truth is that if you had told me 10 years ago that I was going to be doing what I'm doing now, I would have looked at you like you had a hole in your head, because the way that I'm working is basically not traditional. It's more like leading edge. And, you know, I am a leader in being able to get rid of stuff that's in our way on this planet. And I haven't come to that necessarily quickly or easily, but it's really just the truth. So because of that, I'm bringing information that you may not have heard other places. I've seen a few people already copying me. I guess I'm going to look at that as a compliment. Actually, one of my past clients, I had to unshift because she was doing all the wrong stuff with the new power she had. What is copying me and saying certain things and stuff like that. I've had some other clients that have done that. That's unfortunate. But, you know, the truth is that when you're getting information that's not really coming to you in that way, it's only limited. I mean, you can only do so much to copy other people, so I don't really worry about that. And the truth is I keep getting more and more new information, so, you know, no one can really duplicate that. All right. And, you know, if we look at, like, the whole world, there is really no such thing as lack anyway. And the other thing is to say is that some of you have the option of entering your phone number when you ask your question. So obviously, if you're on the phone, but your phone number is not in your question, I can't tell if you're on the phone or not. So pretty much that's all I ever use it for. We've never really called anybody else outside of that. Doesn't mean that I might not in the future, but pretty much I haven't. All right. So let me just explain a little bit about how change happens, why change gets in your way, and also I want to tell you about another exciting thing that I have coming up, which are a free video course that's going to explain this in much more detail. So I'm really hoping that by the time people get to these calls, that they'll have heard that free video series that will kind of save me from repeating a lot of the same information over and over again. But basically, it kind of goes like this. So, like, behind me, I have this screen, and unfortunately, on my copy, it looks kind of like pixelated, so you can't really tell, but maybe you can sort of see right here, I've got this picture of, it looks like a lake. That is indeed a bay that's in France. It's on the coast of France near Saint-Tropez, and it's a picture that I took. And so you have this screen that's behind me. Some people might call it a frame because it's got pictures in it. Some people might call it a screen. Some people might call it, I don't know what, some kind of decoration. But when we're learning, when we're young, what happens is we learn all these different names for these things. And we learn everything that we learn by association. So we see it, we smell it, we hear it, we taste it, we touch it. We use all of our senses. We associate that with something. And we do all that learning so that it becomes automatic. It's just like that, instantaneous. You look at this and you know what to call it. Other people might call it a wooden screen because it's made out of wood. Okay? And I've given the same example with whether it's a window, a door, or whatever. So we have this thing that we learn and it's relatively benign. And then what happens is at a certain point, let's say, for example, that you're a baby and you're learning about this thing called a screen, and it falls on you and it smashes your arm. Okay, now you're going to have a negative feeling around the screen, and you may very well develop a fear or a phobia around the screen because now you've got a different association that's no longer neutral or benign, that's put together with the taste and touch and smell and all that kind of stuff of the screen. Okay, and we store those things by what's called association. That's how we learn everything. That's how we learn to read, write, we learn what colors are, everything in our world. And from my own research that I've done, and I'm the only one that's actually done this way, is I've found that by the time you're 1 year old, you have 25% of all of your total lifetime thoughts because you are just learning so much. So a lot of people will say you learn, you learn, you learn. I've just quantified how much you learn and when. Okay. And I've also quantified, by the way, what gets in your way. So I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So what happens is we learn all this stuff. And we have literally like this, it's a chain. Let me see if I can get my fingers in the thing so you can see. So we have like a thought, and then we have like an emotion, and then we have the other senses, taste, touch, smell. You know, this is why these associations, we put it together with another chain in the middle, and that chain in the middle is called a neural pathway. It's actually a thing in our brain. It's a groove in our brain that is formed kind of like the old records were formed, or even the CDs to a certain extent operate the same way today, where there's a little groove, and based on the information that's in there and the groove is what we know to be in there, okay? So what happens is, every time we bring that up, instead of having to relearn it, it's automatic. So now we've got, and these are where all of our automatic habits happen, where all of our automatic associations happen, where all of our learning happens. So now we're going to go back to, let's say, the first time that you hit upon the screen and you learn about it, or one of the first times it falls on you and it hurts you. Now in this chain, you've got an emotion, but it's negative. You've got some of your feeling, the feeling part of you, your physical feeling part, that remembers pain. So you're going to see the screen, and you're going to automatically remember pain. The same thing happens when somebody says something negative to us, when somebody says something about us, when we're exposed to a situation that's limiting or not in our best interest. We have all these things that are automatically stored, and we just remember them automatically. Now, adding to that and compounding with that is the fact that up until about the age of 5, your brain is literally like under hypnosis. You take everything in. So as a child, up until about the age of 5, you're not filtering anything. You don't have the ability to go, oh, wait a minute, something's not right about that, I don't believe that. You just take it all in. Let's say somebody says something to you like that you're stupid or you're worthless or whatever it is, you just take it in and you believe it. Let's say that you see your parents do something, you just think that's how it is. Let's say that someone says something to you about yourself, you just take it on and you think that that's how it is. Okay? Let's say that you get some idea about yourself that's incorrect. You take it on. All that stuff goes in what's called your subconscious. And anything in your subconscious means it's not happening within your conscious realm of thought. It's down a layer below. It's hidden to you. But it's automatic, and it's where all of our reactions come from. Okay? So all this learning goes in there. It's automatic learning. Now what's happening is a great deal of it is getting in our way. So kind of here's my little story about that. Before I started this business, I was transforming organizations, doing like turnarounds for Fortune 100 companies. I've installed computers. I've worked in corporations for more than 20 years, okay? And what happened is I had my own thing where I got cancer, and that didn't really slow me down. So then I ended up getting pneumonia. So in, 6 years at this one consulting company, within a space of 4 years, I had gotten 2 major illnesses. And my pneumonia wouldn't respond to 3 kinds of antibiotics. I could no longer travel. I had to take 3 months off work. And basically, I ended up saying, Pam, get a clue. You are doing something wrong. It's time to leave. Okay. And when I did, I left as one of the first coaches, because when you're transforming organizations, what I was doing was coaching the leaders, coaching the executives, coaching the team members through change. So that's really what I was doing. So I was one of the first coaches. But what I found out is it really just felt like I was pulling teeth. I mean, I sat back and I said, what is it that makes me unique? And the reason I was able to effortlessly change organizations like I was, and really with a minimum of fallout, which are those people that can't adapt to the change, they end up leaving or getting fired or whatever, I always tried to reduce that as much as possible, okay, to help people along with the change. But the reason I was able to do that is because I get people, and very few people have really sat down and studied people, understood why people do what they do and how to help them do something different. And I do. That's just one of the gifts that I have. So I sat down and I realized that one of my gifts, and that really my focus, is that I help people change quickly and effortlessly. That is what I do. And I've been doing it for a very long time. So when I started on my business, doing it for myself, I put that on my little letterhead. But I had my own challenges with being able to do that with people. And actually, the more effortless the change got for me to help people, the harder it was for me to charge them for it. And I finally realized that I had my own negativity or my own limiting idea that it wasn't okay for me to do things effortlessly. So what happened is, when I got rid of that, literally that night in my journal, I received this recipe for something called quantum thought shifting. I received it divinely, and it's a way to literally erase more than a lifetime of limiting beliefs. So let me tell you what that means, and to do it really quickly and effortlessly. It used to take 6 weeks. Now it's like 11 days, and it's like 1 day for the first level compared to doing that in like more than a lifetime. I'm going to show you some of those numbers. So what happened is I got this thing and I started testing it and doing it with my clients, and lo and behold, they started making major changes. And I had clients that had issues, anywhere from they wanted to improve their business, they wanted to improve their love life, they wanted to make more money, they just wanted to feel better, they had depression, clinical depression that supposedly you could only take medicine for, they had cancer, they had MS, they had all these different things, they had addictions, and then one by one by one, these issues would just go away. And then I learned last year, I was actually helping with autism too, because my own son got diagnosed as autistic at the age of 8, and he's so normal, I shifted him when he was 2, and people can't believe he's autistic. So that's kind of my story. And what happened is, in my quest to help people quickly and effortlessly, I discovered that I had hit upon this thing that no one else was doing, because I didn't learn like the traditional way. I haven't been to a bunch of healing schools. I don't know a lot of the woo-woo kind of stuff. The truth is, my only focus is helping people change quickly and effortlessly. And since I've been doing this, people have told me, oh, you can't do that. I mean, I can remove people's drug withdrawals remotely. Heroin withdrawals go away almost immediately. I mean, I'm talking like, you know, within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, all remotely. Drug withdrawals from anything, alcohol, smoking, street drugs, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, we don't have those kind of skills and abilities for no reason. So I discovered that I could do all this stuff, but really I only discovered I could do it once I was willing to get rid of what's called the negativity in my way. So that's what happens with all of us, is that we're stuck, and we're stuck in a way where we don't necessarily even get what's in our way. And that's part of why I do these free calls for people, is I want to help you really understand what's in your way. Sometimes it's just the hugest gift, just to really know what's in your way, so you can go, oh my gosh, I had no idea about that. Like, I was working with one of my clients the other day, and he's been through my level one program only. And he's an alcoholic, and he said, and he happens to be the father of one of my son's friends, okay? And he said, Pam, you know what, I know your level one thought shifting program really does something, because I noticed that, I just did a spreadsheet of all my income because I'm doing my taxes, and I noticed that since I got shifted that my income quadrupled. And he saw it immediately, month to month to month. But he was still struggling with his alcoholism, which is really typical if the problem's really big. And I'll explain more of that as I answer questions. But the more and more and more of this negative, these negative associations that we get, and the earlier they come in, sometimes the more shifting is needed in order to really be free of really big things like addictions and things like that. So, and really, like, really stubborn stuff issues. So it really depends on the person. But he already noticed a lot of relief. But then as we got talking, he's like, yeah, you know, my dad used to take me to, you know, drink. It was like our little time out. And, you know, he'd go buy his alcohol, and I got to spend time with my dad. And I was like, oh, so you have an association that when your dad is loving you, that it's when he's drinking. So he got this association that alcohol was connected with his dad loving him. So one way for him to get love was to go spend time with his dad while he was drinking. And he carried that association forward into his life, where in order for him to try to feel love, the only way to get the love was to be drinking. And so he had this association that got connected. So you see, when we look at things as a child, it's not necessarily logical. It's just how it goes in. And I told him that, and he was like, oh, my God, I've been to, like, 20 years of therapy. I've done all this stuff. No one has ever made that connection before. And to me, it was just really obvious. I just saw it. And that's kind of a gift that I have for getting to the root cause. So the power of getting to the root cause, let me explain it this way. And those of you that signed up on my page, if you kind of read the little sign-up, it depends on how you got here. But I've got a picture of a target. And what happens is, and I really learned this firsthand, because at first when I was doing this work, I was removing people's issues one by one by one. And what would happen, and it wasn't really ever one by one. At first it was like 2% of their negativity, then it got to be 10. And I'm going to, let me step back for a second and quantify all that. What happened is one day I said, how do I know how much I'm helping people? And this was a natural way for me to think, because in transforming companies, I was used to like measuring stuff. And I heard, and it was really an intuition, measure negativity. So I'm like, okay. So I started measuring how much negativity my clients had, and I'll tell you what that means in a second. And I was shocked, because the answer was that the average adult has 97.4% of all your thoughts working against you. And 96.4% of it, or almost all of it, is hidden in your subconscious. So what happens is we've got all these systems out there that tell us to identify what's in our way, identify what's in our way. But the truth is, most of us can only see 1% of what's in our way, if any. Some people have an even less of a gap between those two, because they're just not, it's too much. They're not ready to acknowledge or deal with all that negativity. So what's negativity? If you think of a battery, and there's like a plus side and there's a minus side. The plus side are all those things that help us effortlessly attract to us the things that we want to attract, our life, to live our life on purpose, to live our life happy and harmonious and with great relationships and with money, and we're just happy, we're joyous. The negative side are all those thoughts that interfere with that and get in our way. Those negative emotions, those clusters of thought, the negative emotion, those negative senses that kind of all get put in that subconscious that I explain. So for the average adult, 97.4% of the stuff in your head falls in that category. And it's not just in your head, it's also in your body. The emotions are physically stored in our body. The neural pathways that get formed are in our brain. So what happens is they're in our body, we can feel it. It feels heavy. It weighs us down. This is why children, what happens is children come into the world with sometimes a little bit of negativity that we bring in with us, I call soul debris, and that they pick up from their mom while the mom's pregnant because, thought is just energy and it goes to the mom right into the baby. And that's the significance of what Albert Einstein proved to us. E equals mc squared is just telling us that energy is matter and matter is energy. So anytime we have matter, which includes us, we have energy, and it's just not a new age thing, it's just how it is. It's been proven in science over and over again, and that's one of the reasons we recognize Einstein, because that was a huge going forward thing in our thinking and in our science that starts to really kind of meld science and spirituality the more and more and more we do science. So we've got this stuff that comes in, and the earlier it is that it comes in, it starts attracting stuff because it's already in our subconsciousness. It says, oh, I want more like that, more like that, more like that. And I've literally seen children who are like 2.5 years old who are already creating negative patterns in their lives over and over and over again because it was there. So we have this situation that occurs, and it's like this inverse thing. People feel there's this thing called a frequency that I also measure. It's like how light you feel. It's your vibe. It's expansiveness. And it starts out really high. But as the negativity comes on, it's an inverse relationship, which means that the more and more negativity that gets piled on you, the higher that gets, this one, the lower and lower and lower that vibe gets or that feeling or that frequency to where you feel heavy. So this is why children start out feeling all happy and light, and then the older they get, the heavier they get. They're literally physically heavy. By the way, this is one of the major contributors to weight, because what weighs us down emotionally weighs us down physically. And so then we use a lot of things to try to avoid feeling the pain. And that's where things like addictions and compulsions and, you know, eating too much and all that kind of stuff comes into play. All right, working too much, there's all kinds of things that get in our way, getting in accidents, you know, being on pain pills. I mean, there's just, it's on and on and on. It's an epidemic. So that's how that happens. So that's how much negativity we have. That's what it is when I'm talking about negativity. And the truth is that as long as all this stuff is physically in our body and weighing us down, we cannot be free of it. Now, it takes about 26 days for, according to NASA research, to rewrite that groove in your brain that I talked about that gets rid of that negativity and puts a new thing in its place. So people have come up with these different ways, like affirmations, visualizations, and stuff like that, to try to rewrite the groove. And indeed, that actually does work. But here's the trouble. The average adult has about 3.5 million of those things, of those negative thought clusters, okay, the grouping of thought. So if you were to work on, let's say, 100 per day, and you only had 3 million, it would still take you 2,136 years to get rid of all those. You'll never do it. And not only that, when you're only getting rid of a little bit out of the subconscious, remember I said the subconscious is like super powerful. So it's got this thing in there called the reticular activating system. And the reticular activating system's job is to go out and help you create, to find a match for you. So it's like, oh, you've got the idea that you're not lovable. Ooh, let me go find some let me attract some friends as a kid who push you away and don't love you. Let me attract some wife or, you know, or husband or partner or whatever it is who doesn't love you. And you repeat the same pattern over and over and over again. And you know what? It may not look the same, and that's the trouble, that we don't always recognize it as such. But if you sit back and you look at the areas in your life where you struggle, I guarantee, and this is something I want you guys to all do, if you've got an area where you struggle, I want you to sit down and take a look at it and look for the pattern in that area. And that gives you a clue to the negativity, because there's always a pattern. Okay. So it looks like for some reason, the broadcast like blipped in and out. I don't know why. Okay. So there's always a pattern. And that's what happens. All right. So hopefully this helps you kind of get an understanding of a little bit about how we create these things. So what happened for me is I was this coach, one of the very first coaches that, you know, ever back in 2000. People hadn't even heard of like business coaching or life coaching or whatever back then. And I started working with my clients using the traditional methods, and I just felt like I was pulling teeth. I would literally hear in my client's head their negativity. Like I remember working with this one client from Ireland. And she had gotten laid off from internet jobs 17 times. And she really wanted to be in a film, and in Ireland they make a lot of films. And she said to me, but, you know, she literally heard her mom's voice in her head, and I could hear it too, to say, oh, get a stable job. So these internet jobs, I'm going to put it in quotes, were viewed as a quote-unquote stable job, but the truth is she kept getting laid off. And I said, hello, you know, look at the facts. This is not a stable job. This is anything but stable, okay? And ultimately she went on through our work together to actually go off on her own and start working in films and to do her own production. But, you know, it took a while. And so I remember watching and going, okay, after 3 months, we were just barely making a dent in this one piece of negativity, and I was frustrated. So I ran across this machine that was supposed to remove negativity. So remember, my mind is business. My degree's in business. I was helping transform companies. That's what I do. I don't think like that. But all of a sudden, I saw this limitation in my clients, and I really just wanted to help them. And so I started doing this machine, and I found that because once I started doing the measures in 2003, and literally I've done thousands of measures since then, and it holds true each and every time with the amount of negativity people have and how much gets in their way. And people think it's not them. Either they totally agree with it or they think it's not them. I'll tell you the people who think it's not them, the ones who have done a lot of work and they got a bit of an ego and they're not really open to doing something different. And sadly and unfortunately, a lot of those people are in the healer, helper kind of community. And I've literally, like, measured things and said, okay, you know, I remember one lady, she really wanted me to measure her, and I thought, oh, this is not going to end well. And I measured negativity. It was like 93.1%. And I said, oh, that's really good. You know, that's actually good. And she's like, you know, but I've been doing this for 30 years. How long have you been doing that? And I'm like, sorry, that's my message. My message is we're taking a spoon to dig out the mountain, and it is time to bring along the dynamite. That is my message. You know, we're never going to make a dent when we just get rid of a little bit, because the subconscious is so much more efficient. So that kind of leads into explaining a little bit about what I do. So I was working with this machine. Eventually I found out it was me and not the machine. And I, you know, was given to call this thing thought shifting, and I've had other people copy me with different forms of something quote-unquote shifting. I've had people copy the measures. I've had, you know, people say that they're actually shifting people when they're not. I've had all kinds of stuff going on out there. It's crazy, but I guess, you know, I guess when someone's copying you, you kind of have to look at it as flattery, but it bothers me that I don't want to see people be deceived. And I remember going to an event with some of my clients who didn't know I was going to be there and seeing them have this big banner that said experience thought shifting, and I had to, you know, take them out of my programs and things like that, and they were measuring people and it was all wrong and off. But the bottom line is it's really just a tool to help you understand kind of where you are and so that you can improve. That's really the bottom line. And it's all about you being able to get rid of what's in your way so that you can really move forward and not come up against the same pattern and struggle over and over and over again. And so that you can really live your life effortlessly and do what it is that you came here to do. Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are teaching that you should, like, meditate for 2 hours a day and you need to create your vision board and you need to focus on it for hours and set your CDs and all this kind of stuff to do all that. That's great. But I'm a big believer that life ought to be effortless and that we shouldn't be spending hours and hours and hours trying just to get rid of stuff that's in our way, but instead we should be living our life. So that's kind of where I come from. So it's a little bit different than what other people may be saying out there, because I happen to know that you don't have to do it one by one by one. So what I found is I started shifting people at what I call quantum thought shifting, or this level 4, what's now my level 4 program. And most of what I am doing for people is actually helping you in my programs. I've got it's all remote. It's like this. It's by phone and by video. But it's actually helping people learn how to capitalize on your power. And that's really a process, and for some people that takes longer than others, and for a lot of people, to assimilate that kind of power, the older you are, the more difficult it can be because you've had it in your life for so long. All of a sudden, you become way more powerful. What happens when I shift you is the negativity comes right out of your subconscious, so your conscious thoughts become way more powerful. Your subconscious goes from 96.4% down to 0.6. You become way, way more powerful in your conscious thought, and we are not used to managing that. So I created all these programs to really help you do that and live on purpose and tell you your purpose and things like that, so you can really do what it is that you came here to do. So that's what happened, and then I found that that was still too much change for people too fast. So I started splitting it up. So I've got level 1, level 2, level 3, and level 4. So the starting place with me, and people always ask me, do you do private sessions? I really don't. I only either work as a group, starting at level one, or I will take some certain select number of people, usually only a handful a year, that I will take all the way from level one through level four, and I do that based on doing your measures and knowing where you're at and knowing that it's the right thing for you. For a lot of people, the more systematic change is really just where you're at, and it's actually better for you to kind of go through and do it at a different pace. And I'm actually taking that level one program, and I'm going to start having a self-study program that's going to go along with that, where I actually still shift you, but you can go through the material even slower, because I'm still finding what happened with that is I thought I was going to temporarily shift people, and it was, but I'm finding it's a permanent shift, and it's still about 11% of your negativity. Well, compared to 0.5% over 30 years that most systems, if they remove anything, may be doing, that's still a very dramatic change for people. So I'm still trying to step people through the change more and more and more, but also make it accessible to you much more on the fly, because I only start those programs about once every 3 or 4 months. So some people are waiting around for a while for the program. So in order to kind of alleviate that, but also kind of step you through change, I'm moving that into like a home study kind of thing, and then I'll probably have very few level one actually live programs. We'll see. Some people can probably still do that if they want to wait around. But right now, I am going to have a live program. I'm going to have probably one or two as I decide the curriculum for splitting this into the home study. So if you want to get in on the live program, you're only going to have one or two more chances to do that with me for now, and unless I decide that I'm going to do it periodically, which I'm not really sure about yet, but for sure it will be available as a home study. And then the way that that live program works is that it's a program. And what I do is I actually take you through understanding the change that you're going through and how to capitalize on your power. And really that's what it is you know what? You're very powerful. Sitting there, who you are, you're very powerful. But if your life is not reflecting that, that means that something is in the way. You know, I put it this way. I have got this thing called the rock model. And it's like, you know what? You rock. But if your life doesn't, why? And that's kind of the area that I work in, is helping you with that. So the level one program, if you want to look at it, it's at pamraglund.com/level1. It's my name, Pam, P-A-M, and then Ragland, RAGLAND.com/level1, L-E-V-E-L, and then the number one. And that'll just kind of tell you more about it. And I think I'm going to have a payment option, too, available to people. I'll put up in the next couple of days. So what happens with that is, we go through a program to try to just help you start assimilating this change. And I kind of really have to revamp it a bit, because I thought that it was only a temporary shift at level one. So originally level one was just supposed to be education to see if you were even ready to be shifted. And now I'm kind of changing all that again, because lo and behold, I'm doing more than I thought in level one. And that's what tends to happen is, you know, because my intent is really to help you more quickly and effortlessly, I tend to be doing more and more and more stuff as far as accelerating the change for people. And then I have to go do more stuff to help you get used to that speed of change. But the good thing is that I've been doing this long enough now, you know, since really 2004 is when I discovered that it was me and not that machine. So I've been doing this long enough now that I kind of know the deal and what people go through. And I am not a believer in you going through change and having it be painful and miserable and having what some people call a healing crisis. That is all in the intent of the person that's doing it. You don't have to go through any of that. You really don't. The only thing is that sometimes it's kind of like, you know, if you're going around in this little Flintstone pedal car and all of a sudden I give you a Ferrari, whoa, there's a lot of difference between those two, right? And you better know how to drive. So really what I'm doing with the programs and most of what I do is I'm teaching you how to drive. The actual thought shifting part of it is super easy. I basically just tell you I'm going to shift you and I do it. And there's no like hocus pocus, there's no nothing, there's no laying on of hands, there's no chanting, there's no nothing. I just set my focus and I do it, okay? So, and I do it within the recipe that I've created and all that. And then, so level one, two, and three is all about getting rid of the stuff that's in your way, the negativity. Level four also not only removes all of that, but it incorporates different things that I do that kind of physically rebalance your body and things like that. And that's where I've seen really the exceptional results with things like the addictions, autism, ADD. I've seen benefits with like cancer and, you know, of course I can't promise all these things with the FDA, but really the thing is that if something is in your way, it's negativity, and you're ready to be free of it, this allows you the greatest chance to be able to do that of anything that's available on the planet today. Okay, so that's what I do in the thought shifting. So with that, I'm going to go through, I think I've kind of answered all the questions, but I'm going to go through and I'm going to start answering people's individual questions. And then I'll tell you if there's different ways that I can help you. I've got different things available depending upon what's going on for you that to make it accessible to you. But the bottom line is that because our subconscious is so powerful, if you continue using systems that either don't get rid of anything or they get rid of things one by one by one, you're going to be at it forever, and you're not going to really see any measurable or appreciable change because your subconscious is just so powerful. And it's not that you can't ever do anything. I mean, I did certain things, like with affirmations, I increased my own income, but then what happened is I still had negativity around losing it, so I lost it. So yeah, I increased it, but there was all this other negativity around it. So, and that was, of course, a long time ago before I got shifted, but I'm giving you the example that, yes, I got benefit in one area, but because now we're just dealing with a numbers game, 3.5 million negative thought clusters. By the time, and by the way, by the time you're five, which is when your brainwaves start kind of going out of hypnosis and you start being more conscious and being able to sort of filter your thoughts out, you have 61% of your lifetime thoughts, and more than a third of them, more than 1 million clusters are already negative. So this is another reason why it can be so difficult to use the traditional methods, because if they require you to be able to go back and remember what happened, mostly you don't. And in fact, up until about the age of 3, we don't even store that thought component in that cluster. It's more of what I call the idea of a thought. What happens is the energy is there, because this is just energy. Remember, thought's energy. All of it's just energy that's stored in our body. It's like an electrical circuit that we have in our body, and we just have these little circuit like things like they put on computers, like little circuit board thingies in our whole body, and they've got different pieces of information in it, and someone's plastered them all over our whole body, and that's kind of like the knowledge, but it's also the negativity. And what happens is it's in there, we don't even know it's there. So the emotion is there, so you'll have this nagging thing that's really bothering you, but you can't put your finger on it. And you can't put your finger on it because you didn't have thought back then when it was stored. So a lot of times when I go through and I answer your questions and I'll tell you, you know, when you were 2 years old or 3 years old or whatever, blah, blah, blah happened, all of a sudden, and I get constant emails and people, you know, contacting me and telling me that, oh my gosh, you answered my question and you were so, so accurate and so right on. I hear that all the time. And what will happen is sometimes you don't even know what was really bothering you. You just have this nagging feeling about something. But I'll answer your question, and it helps put words to that energy that is called more, what I call more like the idea of a thought than the thought. And all of a sudden you'll go, oh, okay, I get it. And you just resonate with it. Okay, so that's kind of what happens. All right, so let me go through, and I'm going to start answering some of your questions. And then again, I'll take some time, you know, towards the end. My kids always come home from their dad's on Tuesday, so I basically work on Monday and Tuesday because that's when I have my when my kids are gone to their dad. So I'll go through and answer some of your questions, and then I'll see if there's any kind of divine guidance I can give for those of you who are on the call and would like some of that. And then I'll do the healing part at the end. And the healing part I do at the end is like a temporary thing that for those of you are in a space where, let's say, other people are kind of like taking your power away from you, that it helps kind of shield you temporarily so you can get some of that back. So some people will feel nothing physically, but you might just notice things happen where all of a sudden you get to be more empowered. Other people literally feel it physically, kind of like a Valium almost has been described to me. Okay. I'm going to start with Lynn. Lynn is in the UK. And hopefully this isn't going to wiggle my computer, but I always make a note kind of the questions that I'm answering. And then what will happen is if I've answered your question, my assistant will contact you and let you know that I've answered your question and where to find it available on the call. We started doing that because some people are not always on the call. But let me see. And there is a phone number here. Let me see if I've got you on the line. I happen to call your... And sometimes you don't always know until I tell you the question. But if you happen to recognize your question and you're in the chat for the Ustream, then you can just chat at me and let me know that you're there. And we'll have a conversation that way. Okay, I'm not seeing Lynn on the call. Okay, so I'm going to go and answer your question anyway, though, Lynn, because I want to. All right, I'm drawn to answering your question. So Lynn is from the UK, and I think it's probably some ridiculous time of night there, something like that. And Lynn says, let's see, and I'm going to put her. Lynn says, she wants to go forward, no procrastination, simply knowing I'm doing what I came here to do. Okay, so her issue is really procrastination and not living on purpose is kind of the way that I would summarize it. And I would say that ultimately most people want this. Most people desire this. But let me take a look in your particular case, what may be in your way. So this is something that happened when you were age 3. Okay, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing your mom. Your mom did not live her full potential. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say that your mom was kindly and chauvinistically held down by either your dad or the man in your life at that time, okay? So in other words, I'm not seeing him be like overly controlling or mean. He just kind of had his thumb on her, kind of like a chauvinist. And she wasn't really allowed to do what she wanted. Okay, scratch that. She wasn't really allowed to work at doing what she wanted for money, okay? So as long as she, like, did the housework and was, like, a more traditional wife, he was happy. So now, how this affects you is you see a mom, and remember I said one of the ways we learn is by what's called modeling. We see what's around us. You see a mom that's not living her full potential, and it's like this is how life is. So you've gone through life believing that you can't really do what it is that you really truly desire. And by the way, this stretches out. This is very far-reaching. This is not just having to do with your profession. But you got that because you saw that model in your mom, and nothing has counteracted that, and so much negativity is built up around that you still believe that. Okay, so negativity. I'm going to tell you your total negativity, then I'll tell you what is with this issue, then we'll kind of get an idea of what I may have available to help you. Okay, you're at 98.1% total negativity, so remember that the average is 97.4%. Literally millions of negative clusters in there, okay, of thought. And this particular issue is 42% of that, so that's actually pretty high. So what happens is the more of the issue is involved for a particular issue, the more shifting it really takes to kind of get rid of it, because you have like all these fingers and toes into everything. Your brain is like this big old spider web, and everything's all connected. So it's kind of like I said, yeah, I made more money, but then I lost it because I still have that negativity around that. So I would definitely suggest for you to take a look at the Thought Shifting Level 1 program, but I would say you're probably going to need to go on. Usually when you get up around 40%, you're going to want to eventually go to Level 4. Now let me put it this way. Everybody will benefit from quantum thought shifting to Level 4. There isn't a person on this planet who can't benefit from it. But is it, let's say, essential for everybody in order to get rid of whatever it is the issue that you're asking me about, you know, for the question? Not necessarily. And the answer is the more negativity that you've got, the more essential it is. So that's the way that I want to put it. So if you go to pamragland.com/level1, L-E-V-E-L-1, you can take a look at that, and that's kind of the starting place. I also do get that you've got some caretaking. And caretaking is where we kind of are busy taking care of everybody else and giving them their energy instead of ourselves. And that actually takes away from people. So I actually have a caretaking self-study also, and that's at Pam Ragland Pop Caretaking. It's CareTaking now. Okay. So you can take a look at that as well. Although that in and of itself is not going to get, that will help you understand where you're giving up energy and where you're taking care of other people at the detriment to yourself. What that self-study will not do is get rid of the negativity that drives you and propels you to actually do it in the first place. That's what the thought shifting is for. Okay, let's see. Let me take the next question here. Okay, someone's just asking me a simple question. How soon will the next level 2 thought shifting session be offered? And that is coming up in this next month. It's either going to be the end of February or the beginning of March, but I'm definitely going to be doing that. I'm trying to find space for all of it because some of you that know me know that I work 2 days a week, so I'm just trying to find a space to fit it all in, but I will, I promise you. Okay. I'm going to take this person's name, and that was Vicky that asked that question, but that could have been anybody because that's a lot of people's questions. When are you offering the next, which is another reason why I want to go to the home study kind of thing, so you guys can get your hands on it right away, and then I can really shift an unlimited number of people, so it kind of makes sense that because I can do that to make the information available to you right away and then shift people when everybody's ready. I do have you do an assessment before I shift you, and the reason is so much of what we do is in our subconscious that we don't even know it's there, that a lot of times you don't even recognize things that are gone in the same way for a while. So by doing the assessment, you can take a look at it and go, oh, yeah, I was like that. Oh, my gosh, and really see your own progress. And the other thing I want to say about that is that a lot of people, I'll say this to you, is that, you know, if your spouse or your partner or whatever says to you, you always do blah, 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 and you think you don't, you probably do. Because, remember, you're acting, you have all these automatic habits that are in your subconscious that you're just doing over and over and over again that we don't even recognize, we don't even know that we're doing it. Okay? All right. Okay, so the next person, I'm going to answer this. Person's name is Blue Jay, and they're from Los Angeles. And by the way, I am in Orange County, which if you're in Los Angeles, that means you're north of me. Okay. Blue Jay from LA. What an interesting name. Okay, so I can't tell if you're male or female, but that's okay. So you ask, what is the best tool or shift in perspective to release the heaviness of debt with the goal to be open to allow ultimate abundance? Okay, I'm going to give you a few tools for that. I've got a few questions about money, too, that I see that people have been asking me. So the first thing, I am going to get into where your specific debt issues come from or money issues come from, right? And then I also want to, because really shifting that is what's required. But then I also want to let you know that if you haven't taken advantage of it already, I've got a couple free things around money that are really cool, okay? And then I have some paid things around money, so let me refer you to all of them. Okay, so I've got a free video course around money, and it's called 5, the number 5, money, M-O-N-E-Y, secrets.com. And someone else, when they heard me talking about this, took the letter 5, F-I-V-E, just like one of my clients that's measuring and saying she can get rid of stuff for people and supposedly measuring all the gurus and with her own little scale that, by the way, always seems to skew to her. She actually took one website with my name on it and stuff like that. So anyway, sometimes people are not always ethical, but there is an F-I-V-E. Don't take that. Take the number 5 because that's mine, 5moneysecrets.com. That will lead you to a money CD I have that's relatively little in investment that helps you actually be in the vibration of money and attract money, okay? So it'll lead you to that, or you can just complete the free video course. I've also got another really cool thing that's called effortlesslyrich.com. Okay, I like the whole idea of being effortless. I understand that we're meant to be that way. And this is it's like a money course. It sends you a lot of emails, so please be prepared if you sign up for this. But it's really cool because what it actually does is it's delivering you money over and over, and it gets you used to the idea of receiving money and figuring out what you're going to do with it, because the truth is that we don't really get rewarded with more money until we understand how to spend the money that we have and what we're going to do with it. So if someone were to give you $100,000 tomorrow, what would you do with that? Would you feel that you deserve that? Would you know what to do with it? And everyone can say yes, but really until you sit down and you think about it, I get emails all the time where people tell me, oh my gosh, I had no idea how hard it was to spend this money. So why on earth is the universe going to entrust you with all this money if you can't even figure out what to do with it? It doesn't happen. So this kind of helps you get in that space. Okay? And then an ECD. And I also have a book that I'm putting out that I've kind of been revamping. Only one group has gotten in, but it's a money book that goes along with the CD that's kind of a home study. So as long as you're anywhere on, you know, getting emails from me, then you'll get notification when I have that book out as well. And that's called Be a Money Magnet. And it's like a study guide that goes along with the CD that supports the CD. But there's additional information in there that I couldn't put in the CD because I was limited by space. Okay. So it's kind of, and so for some people, it's really helpful to kind of go through that thought process of really attracting the money. Okay, so now let's go into the heaviness of debt and how to be open to abundance and where that came from for you. Okay, and I want to go through those things all with you because a lot of people don't, you know, there's different components of this whole money thing. All right, so this actually goes to age 5, which is unusual because most things start a little bit earlier. But I'm seeing your dad having a hard time with money, and he is very burdened. Feels almost like he lost his job, or he had sort of a significant change in his job situation. Now, when I say dad, please understand, and I don't know why I feel prompted to tell you this, that this is like a male figure who would be like your dad. They appear with like dad-like qualities, okay? They may or may not be your physical, you know, paternal dad, okay? So anyway, the person that was raising you when you were 5, that they lost their, could even be like a grandparent type of figure, but they lost their job or somehow got it downgraded. And it started like a whole downward spiral. And I'm really seeing it as him kind of letting himself go into like really go downhill, like go into a victim space. Now, I want to say something about that. Because here's what happens. Those of you who have seen my stuff, you know that my logo is a spiral, and it goes up and up and up, and it's got this line at the top, and that really is our ever-expansiveness. And we can get bigger and bigger and bigger and greater and greater and greater and all that kind of stuff. And that actually is indeed what happens with the shifting. Once you're shifted all the way, this thing, this vibe, this frequency just keeps growing and growing and growing, and it really never stops. Okay? But you also go the other way, because what you get is what you focus on is what you get. Okay? And we know this, that, you know, like attracts like. This is science, again, going back to quantum physics. Like attracts like. So we know that like attracts like. So if you're focusing on your current situation and it kind of stinks and you're having a hard time with money, what happens is you start in what I call the downward spiral around money. And then it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. So one of the hardest things that we can have is a circumstance where our money circumstance seems to be getting worse, but we have to focus on what we want to create in the future regardless of what's happening today. And that's one of the reasons why I created that money CD that you can get from the 5moneysecrets.com free videos. I created that because it helps you get out of that by literally putting you in the vibration of money temporarily so you can be a match to it. Because it's kind of like if money's on, you know, FM 97.8 and you're on AM, you know, whatever, 80.1, you're way far off from each other. And you're not going to ever find the station. That's just how it works, right? So what I'm seeing is your dad kind of went in his victim space. He got into the downward spiral of money. Not only did you observe that, but you also heard him say something that you took in. I just can't get ahead. So I want you to look back through the landscape of your life and notice the times when you've said those words. And when you've said those words, I just can't get ahead, that's a clue to you that you are actually going down the downward spiral and you're attracting more and more and more and more of the stuff that you don't want in your life. Okay, so this is negativity, so let's kind of see where you are with that. Okay, we've got, I don't know what's going on with our video again. Let's see here. Keeps popping in and out. Hold on, let me make sure I've got the phone going, but the video. Okay, let's see. I don't know if it's going to go back or not. Okay, I'm going to start it over. still showing me that it's recording. I don't know, that's weird. Okay. All right, sorry, folks. I don't know what's going on with it. But anyway, okay, so I'm talking about the money, and hopefully we got as much of it as we can get on video. So I heard literally your dad saying, I just can't get ahead. So what I said to you is I want you to look through kind of like the landscape of your life, and I want you to really notice the times in your life that you've said that to yourself, okay? And yes, a lot of it's going to be financial, but I'm also seeing struggles like with just everything where it just feels like you take, you know, two steps forward and, you know, almost as many steps backward. And it might be in your profession, it might be in your living situation. I'm kind of seeing something like that with that too. Because see, once you get this negativity in there, it doesn't really distinct in the way that it shows up. It doesn't really care about how it got in there. Now that's just what you believe. So you've got, even though consciously you may not want to believe it, your subconscious is more powerful. Your subconscious is literally in the driver's seat. And the thing that bugs me about all this negativity is that so many people that are trying to give you these solutions out there don't get that you are not in the driver's seat of your life. So it doesn't care. It doesn't matter. If we give you all these different ways to do something different, you literally can't do it. You don't have the capacity. Getting rid of the negativity is what it takes to get rid of, to have that capacity. Okay? So I want you to take a look at all that. Now let's see. Your percentage of your negativity is, let's see. Okay, you're at 98.5% in your known negativity. So again, average is 97.4%. So you're quite a bit above average. But when you get that high, you know, who's counting? It's kind of the way that I look at it. And this is 54% of all your negativity is wrapped around this issue of I just can't get ahead. So definitely you're going to want to take a look at the level one, the thought shifting level one program, which is again at pambraglin.com/level1. But then L-E-V-E-L and then the number one. But then you're also, ultimately, with 54%, you're going to want to focus on getting all the way to the level four quantum thought shifting, because this, with that much negativity, this thing has so many fingers and toes in your life that it's everywhere. So start getting yourself some relief so that you can then attract some money into and then do more and more and more of that. That's what I would say. So pamraglin.com/level1. Okay. All right, so Bujay, I hope that's helpful to you and gives you some insight into what's going on. All right, let me see. Some more questions here. Kind of try to look for ones that just call out to me, and I want to see who else is who's on the call too, if I can make a match. Ooh, I like this one. This, let me see if you're on, you don't have your phone. Okay. All right. This person is named John. John's from Littleton. I think Littleton's in Colorado. I've been there. I really should ask the state. I'm asking people's zip code, but I don't know them all by heart. Okay, but you're at 80127, if that gives you an idea. Okay, so John is asking me, is saying, unable to express true emotions. Okay, I picked this one because it's totally a hot button that I have about how we are in society. So let me give you kind of a little dissertation about that. So here's the deal. We have been trained not to listen to our emotions. So what happens is they don't go away. They just build up. So if you imagine a volcano, it just gets more and more and more and more to where it builds up to where eventually it's going to blow. Okay? So that's what happens with our emotions. Now, because of all this negativity that comes in early, and because of the way that we actually learn, so let me backtrack for a second about that. We have these things in our brain called spindle cells. Spindle cells help us process emotions. When you're born, you don't have very many. So this is one of the reasons why children have temper tantrums, because you literally have more emotions than your ability with these spindle cells to process them. So it's like putting too much electricity through, a light through a cable or a light socket, and it's going to blow. Okay, you can't help it. There's too much. There's too much power going through this little space. All right. So what happens very often, we see our children having, quote-unquote, which are really just the emotions blowing up, and we find this unacceptable, and you get in trouble. So if you are taught from early on that it's not okay to express your emotions, then what happens is you learn that it's not okay, and you stop doing it. Now, as you grow older and older and older, you get more and more spindle cells. So you literally get the ability to be able to process more of your emotions. But this negativity that gets stored is literally stored at the age at which you acquired it. So let's say that at age 3, you had all this overwhelmingness of your emotions, and now you're 50. These emotions come up, and they come up with how we felt when you were 3. So this is why we see people do what we call acting childish. We'll literally see them, like, curl up into a fetal position. You know, we'll say, you're acting childish. And that's because the emotions that are coming up are those of whenever that negativity was stored. So let's say, for example, when you're 3 or when you're a baby or whatever it is. Okay? So that's what happens. So even though, as an adult, you now have full capacity to be able to process those emotions, because the negativity is there, that automatic habit comes up of those feelings when you were 3. Now, so what we do with this, let's say that this is not just overwhelming emotions, but let's say it's painful. Let's say something traumatic happened. Now, we don't want to feel those feelings because they feel overwhelming, even though if we were to experience them as an adult today, it would be okay. So then what happens is we try to cover them up, because we really only have two choices. We can either express our emotions, which means to get them out, or we can cover them up. And when we cover them up, we turn to things like addictions, compulsions. All of those things are ways of covering up our emotions and our true feelings. So this is one of the primary reasons why people have addictions. If anybody listening has anything like that, I do have a book about addictions. And that is at the 7 Whys, T-H-E, and then the number 7 Whys, W-H-Y-S, of addiction.com. Okay? And that's a book that I have about addictions. All right, so you can take a look at that. And I explain a little bit more about these emotions and things like that that are in there and what's going on. So now let me tell you another kind of pet peeve I have. So now we come along, we've got all these issues, and we have a hard time feeling, we've got a lot of depression, and we have anxiety and all this kind of stuff. And now what happens is we start prescribing people anti-anxiety and anti-depression medicine. And what's really happening is they've got these emotions that are painful, they can't get out. But instead, we're giving you something that actually makes it worse. And I know the drug companies are going to hate me for saying this, but you know what? Well, this is what I find. 2/3 of the people that come to me in my level 1 program are on some type of anti-anxiety and antidepressant medicine. It's like this crazy epidemic. By the way, I help you get off of that if that's something that you want to do. Okay? And painlessly, because remember, I can also remove the withdrawals and things like that of drugs. So what happens is, those medicines, they put a cap on your emotions. So instead of you being able to express them and get them out, instead, now you can't feel them. And they build up, and they build up, and they build up. And they get worse and worse and worse. And this is why, on the label of all those anti-anxiety and antidepressant medicines, they say, warning, if you take this, you might commit suicide. Because they know that what's going to really happen is your feelings are going to build up. And for some people, you know what, they weren't that high anyway, so the volcano doesn't get that big. But for other people, they were already pretty full, and that volcano is going to blow. And it's going to blow in some way. You may act crazy, you may commit suicide, you may do something ridiculous, because those feelings have to get out. So now this presents a problem, because if you're unable to express your emotions, express means get it out. Now you've got a problem, because this is going to affect you. A lot of illness and disease is all because of this negativity and these emotions being stored in your body. So disease literally means disease. So what happens is you have a hard time, you know, with getting them out, basically. Okay. So now let's talk about other factors, which I'm presuming you are, because you also condition people in our society, especially the United States, to think that if you're emotional, that's like a woman's thing, there's something wrong with you. So a lot of people are taught from early on, boys don't cry. It's not okay to express your emotions. And so not only do you get in trouble if you express your emotions and you have temper tantrums, but now we teach you from early on that it is not okay, especially if you're a man, to express your emotions. It's not, you're not tough, you're not manly. You know, my son heard this from his dad. He's like, Mommy, you know, boys don't cry. I'm like, BS. Of course boys cry. Who told you that? Daddy. All right, well, Daddy's wrong. Boys do cry, and if boys don't cry, it results in problems like all these things that we're talking about, addictions and issues and things like that. Or at the very least, you're unable to connect emotionally and have a real, meaningful relationship. So it greatly, greatly stunts us. It's a huge, huge problem that we have. So now let's take a look at your particular negativity. By the way, I'm going to have a set of free, like a free video course that talks more about this and the emotions. Coming out, so stay tuned for that kind of stuff as well. As long as you're getting my emails, you'll get the information about that as well. And to make sure that you get my emails, you can go to askpamraglin.com if you're not getting them already. Okay, so now let's look at the negativity around it. And let's look at what's happening. Okay, so this is age two. Okay, so I'm really seeing two things for you. I am seeing that you kind of have some of the typical temper tantrum, getting in trouble kind of thing. But I'm also seeing that your dad was kind of a macho guy, or whoever the father figure, male kind of figure was in your life at that time. And he really had an issue with you, like, crying and expressing your emotions. So this was not an incident where you heard something once, because sometimes that happens, you just only have to hear it once up until about the age of five, where you heard something once and thought, you know, it's not okay to express your emotions. You heard over and over and over again that it's not boys don't cry. You're not a man. It's like those words were said to you, like, you're not a man if you do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if this shows up in other places of your life where you just feel like you don't measure up somehow. But the truth is, I want to tell you, you do measure up. You know, part of the reason why I do this work is I can literally, when I'm tuning in like this, I can literally feel how you felt. And it makes me want to cry because you do measure up. And that's all just BS. And that's all just, you know, what your dad or father figure's negativity was, that he subconsciously, not even consciously or intentionally, passed on to you because that's what was told to him. And that's how we get in this cycle of having 97.4% of our thoughts be negative and almost all of it hidden to us because it's passed on from generation to generation to generation. So that's just not true. And the only thing that we need to do is erase those things that are in your way that tell you otherwise, okay? So now we're going to look at the negativity. And you have 98.7. Now, it's kind of high, but again, 97.4 is average. But what I'm going to say is the higher and higher and higher it gets, the closer and closer we get to 100%. Once we get to 100%, we get really lost. This is when people kind of basically commit suicide and they're done, and because it just gets so high. So yours is built up a bit more because you have this thing where you can't express your emotions. So I also want to give you a tool. Let's look at how much of the issue is this issue. Yeah, say 58% of all your negativity is wrapped around this issue. And when I say this issue, it's not just being able to express your emotions, but it's feeling like you don't measure up, okay? So not only do I want to refer you to the addiction book, if you have something like that going on or if you're somebody that's listening that has something like that going on as a way to deal with expressing your emotions, whether either mildly or not, and I answer in that book the question of how do I know if I'm addicted, and that's, again, at the7whysofaddiction.com. But then also, let's take a look at the thought shifting for you. And this is, you're really going to need to get shifted as much as you possibly can, okay? So start with anything. So if you go to Pam Ragland, RAGLAND.com/level1, okay? Now, I want to give you another tool, and that's to use a journal. And pretty soon, I'm going to be coming out with a program that teaches people about this also, but for now, just, you know, do anything. One way that you can start expressing your emotions is to go out and buy a journal. This is, you know, something that won't cost you a lot of money. Go out and buy a journal and just start, like, doing what I call a brain, whatever it is that's bothering you, okay? And this is something that I really like to recommend to people, especially men. So men have a harder time with it, but once they start using it, they see you're, again, just not used to the idea that it is okay to express your emotions. And, you know, I do this thing with people that's called human design. It's all about how you're designed. I didn't come up with it, but I use it because it's amazingly accurate. About half of the men are what's called emotionally defined. It's equal to women. So it's crazy to even have this notion that men are not emotional. It's just not true. Okay? So I want you to also do that. Okay. Okay. I hope you're listening and you hear that. All right, I'm going to take one more quick one, and then we're going to go into what my pals have to say, the guidance. Let's see. Yeah, let's see. A lot of people from all over the world, Greece, Australia, the UK. I'm in the United States. Whoops. I always try to use my other keyboard, and it doesn't work because the computer that I look at your questions on is a separate computer. All right, let's see here. I can take one. Okay, I want to take this one. This is from a person named Beth. And again, if I didn't answer your question tonight, I'm looking at answering them other ways as well, like on my blog and my Facebook page. If you want to go to... if you're on Facebook, it's facebook.com/thoughtshifting is where you can find me, THOUGHT, and then shifting, SHIFTING, thought shifting. That's how you can find my page. All right, and I will also be answering some questions that way as well. Okay, so Beth is from New York. This is kind of a long question, but you're basically talking about a struggle between being a great mom and having a greater purpose. Okay. And I can definitely talk to this because I am a single mom with two kids and I have my own purpose. Okay. But hold on. I'm going to read the whole question. I'm just going to summarize it here so I don't forget. Okay. So you say, "Dear Pam, for the past few years I've struggled between two directions, my commitment to being a great mom, I have five kids ages 11 to 21, or seeking out some greater purpose to my life. I'm never successful at business ventures because I always end up feeling like my kids come first, but I tend to feel like I have no control at home because I can't contribute financially." So let me translate that for you for a second. What you're really saying is I feel powerless. And I really want you to listen in on my free thing called Power to Change when I do it, okay? It's going to be, it's not set up yet, but it's going to be called Get, G-E-T, and then powertochange.com. So make a note of that, and of course I'll send an email out when that's ready. But that's where you'll be able to sign up. Okay, especially if you feel powerless, I want you to understand that you are not powerless, you are powerful, and this can shift for you. All right, so going back to your question. You say, "I've chosen business ventures based on financial need, so I haven't chosen things I'm particularly passionate about. So my question is, how can I tell if my pull to be home is genuine or my pull to find purpose is genuine? I don't want to be pulled in both directions anymore. I can't tell if I'm holding myself back from something or what. Thanks." Okay. So I want to tell you a little, like, just kind of my take on this. And I recently did a call about talking about how I, as a single mom with two kids, work 2 days a week and I support us, and I support us nicely. And I did that because I want people to know that that's possible and that it doesn't have to be an either or. So I first want to put that out to you that, first of all, it doesn't have to be an either or. Okay. And what you have going on here is this idea that it's either or. Okay? Either, and here's the piece of it. It's either you're making money or doing something you love or being a mom. And what I want to tell you is that I'm able to do all three. And I'm able to do all three because I don't have the negativity in my way towards doing that, and I'm looking at it differently. Okay? So now let's take a look at this idea of how you got this idea that it's got to be an either-or in the first place. All right? Oh, there's a couple things I want to refer you to, because part of what you have going on with your kids is caretaking. So I want to refer you to that caretaking self-study, which is Pam Ragland, RAGLAND.com/stop. Caretaking, it's CareTaking, taking now, okay? So take a look at that, see if you resonate with that. That's a self-study that you can do at home just to kind of get a greater insight into that. A lot of people are caught in the trap of caretaking, especially moms. We think that we're supposed to take care of everybody and everything, okay? And I want to give you an example. One of the things that I've done, really since my kids were babies, is ride my horse regularly. And I've said, and I really know it to be true, that I'm a better mom because I do things for myself. And what we're really teaching our kids is not only that we're teaching our kids that we matter and that we deserve to do things for ourselves. Okay? So I want you to just keep that in mind. All right, now, so let's get to this idea of either or and kind of where this comes from. Okay, let's see. See, you're three. See what I mean? Like, most of these things, like even five is kind of late. I'm kind of surprised when things come in at age five. So age three. And I'm getting that your mom was really not fulfilled at all in her purpose. I do see her working. I see her working very hard, just kind of basically struggling to get by. Okay, so this is what I'm feeling from you, that because you don't really have to do it that same way, there's like this amount of guilt that comes around because you don't have to like struggle in the same way as she does. So why should you want to have your purpose because she had to work so hard, and you kind of almost feel guilty that you don't have to quite work that hard, okay? I hope that that makes sense. She never got to be fulfilled. And because she never got to be fulfilled, she really taught you this idea that it's either or, that either you can make money or you can be fulfilled or you can be home. And I'm really seeing that she actually spent a lot of time working, and you wanted to do that differently with your kids. So you got these ideas, and these are ideas that you formulated yourself, okay? It's not things that she told you. It's things that you observed in her, and then you formulated yourself. So remember, there's three ways we get this negativity. Someone tells us something, or we hear it directly. It just kind of goes in up until the age of five. We model other people's behavior, or we get the idea. This is a case where you got the idea, okay? I'm hearing my dog barking. That means my kids are probably home. You're at 98.2% negativity, and this issue is ...44%. Okay, so again, you're going to want to also look at the level one thought shifting, pamragland.com/level1, but eventually you're probably going to want to get shifted. Anything above like 39-40% is really a good candidate. The more and more and more it is to get shifted at the higher levels, I get up to level four. Okay, I hope that helps you. I better, let's see if there's any, like, divine info we have tonight. Okay. We need to talk again about, this is interesting, love. Maybe this is because of Valentine's Day. And this is what I'm getting. I'm getting that it's really important for us to be able to differentiate between real love and need. And then what happens right now in our society is that we have so many people who are operating from need, and it appears as love. We think that people love us, and what happens is they really need us. That I'm seeing this vision of we have these like two halves or these two circles that kind of like try to come together and make a whole, but the truth is they're both two halves. And the need is driven from all this negativity and this hidden stuff that's in our way. And so it's important for us to understand that not only are we often in situations and relationships where we perceive that somebody loves us, but what happens is they really need us, but the converse happens too, that we find ourselves in relationships where we think we really love somebody else and we really need them. And as we're parenting our children, we get a chance to really fill up their, oh, there's my daughter that just came in and scared me. We get a chance to really fill up their knapsack with love, and you can see how happy my child is. Mommy's on a live call.
What?
So we get to really fill up their knapsack with love and laughter and things like that. And that actually gives them a foundation for going forward. Yes, and she did scare me. So that gives them a foundation for going forward. So that's kind of what I'm being given to show you, and that really one of the things that we're all trying to do and that we're moving into right now, and part of the reason why the thought shifting and these things that are in our way so dramatically is so important to move into that place where we're really operating from love. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and do the healing for all of you. If you'll just close your eyes, unless you're operating like heavy machinery or driving, and if you are, then feel free to leave your eyes open. And what I'm going to do is just put a protection in place for you such that if you're having outside influences that are taking your energy and things like that, that you're going to have some level of protection from that for a period of time to sort of move, help you move into your power a bit more. Okay, and again, this is going to work whether you're watching the video, you're listening on the audio, or you're live. You'll feel a little more powerfully if you're live, but you will feel it the other ways as well. Yeah. Or you will notice it, or you will be affected by it. Okay, all right, very good. All right, well, thank you for joining me. Glad you got to meet my daughter, Sydney. And there she is. And I hope you'll join me again. Well, I'll send out, it looks like I've got a few emails on different things that we're going to be having coming up very soon. But it's my pleasure to answer your questions. And again, I'm going to be looking, if I didn't answer it live on this call, I'm going to be looking at other ways also on my Facebook page and my blog to try to get more questions answered so I don't, because I do have quite a significant backlog. It's almost like 3,000 questions actually out there. And I'm going to start getting to more of these questions for you than I'm able to answer in these calls. But I hope you found this of usefulness, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. All right, bye.
This has been Pam Raglan. I want to thank you for joining me on this innovative series of calls. I hope you've learned something new and valuable that you can take away and pass on to your friends and family. If you'd like to ask me about your own situation or just listen in to learn more about what gets in your way, you can go to my website at www.askpamraglan.com. That's www and then the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, which is P-A-M and then R-A-G-L-A-N-D.com. If you'd like to pass it on to your friends and family members, if they have questions or situations that they need help with, or they might just benefit from listening in, feel free to do that as well. If you'd like more information on thought shifting, you can go directly to my Level 2 program website, which is at www.pamraglan.com/level2. That's pamraglan.com/level, L-E-V-E-L, and then the number 2. So please tell your loved ones, friends, and family members about the call. And thanks again for joining me, and have a wonderful day.